And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, it's that time, all right? So the Triple Dipper today, and we're about to bring on my friend Terry Latham, but the Triple Dipper, you know, occasionally we do this. We got to stay focused on where we are. We can't get so caught up in the national news and what's happening around the world that we forget that right here at home, there's news, and it's things that impact us. And so with that said, periodically, we run a segment here on the Triple Dipper, and I just called it Home Fries. I'm going to cook up. There it is. Boomer was quick to throw it on for me. Dang, Boom.
I took a guess and I was wrong.
Let me guess. You're using a gas stove, too. Let's do it one more time. So cooking up some home fries. Perfect. Perfect. Just like that. All right. Well, hey, listen, I called her right before the show and said, hey, I know you got nothing else going on in your life. My friend Terry Latham, former chair of the Alabama Republican Party, is very active right now in supporting measures regarding school choice, including the Price Act, which is the one that we've talked about that is the Cadillac bill for school choice that's currently before the Alabama legislature. And folks, I'm telling you, we're ranked one of the last in the nation. It is time to stop pretending that doing the same old is going to get it done. Well, this morning they had the first public hearing on the Price Act. And my friend Terry Latham was there. She was a speaker. And I thought, I'm going to see if she's available. And she is. So without further ado, Terry Latham, how you doing?
I am doing great. And thanks for the opportunity. Listen, we had a great day in Montgomery today. The Senate Policy Committee that we were in front of, it was a packed room, Phil, of Republicans from around the state, north, south, east, and west. They represented the state party, the county parties, the women's auxiliary groups, and then parents just from all over. Look, some of these people spent the night in Montgomery last night to be at this hearing. Some people got up and they told me they drove from at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning to be there at that 9 o'clock hearing today. That's dedication. That's what happens when you're talking about your children.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very big motivator, right? So I'd like to report it was a very successful meeting. The senators heard us. They were very cordial and very warm. I was one of the five speakers for, and there were five against. I would say most of those were lobbyists or associations and, you know, heads of those groups. And it went really well. And so at the end of it, there were some questions asked, but it was a public hearing. There were no votes taken, but they did request it now to move over to a different Senate committee. That's the taxation and finance policy, education policy. So we've now been moved to a different committee.
Yeah, I saw that in a tweet, and I thought, that's a bit odd. You don't usually refer from one committee to another. You have to go back to the floor of the Senate and do what's called a re-referral. Okay. Well, I guess the one disappointment I have here is they had the hearing, and then those who heard the hearing took no action and referred it to another committee. So that's a little frustrating.
That's exactly right. But our people are like, okay, we will be glad to come back, and this time maybe with more. We will be glad to call and share what the polling, by the way, that across the state, we've seen some strong numbers that not only say politically Republicans, Democrats, and independents, overwhelmingly across the board, want school choice, and they want to use state taxpayer dollars. They're not opposed to that at all. And not only that, but when you look at the cross-tabbing of race, white and black people in the state of Alabama both say the same thing. So we are glad to work with our elected officials. They've done some great work in Montgomery. And so we're starting this conversation, we're going to finish this conversation, and we're going to keep going until we can see where can we get.
Well, so
but it's coming. It's coming one way or the other, but we're trying to figure that all out. And I'm excited about that prospect because I can tell you right now, as in March of this year, just a month ago, there were 22 state legislatures, 22 across the nation. They're red, blue, and purple states that have this type of committee hearings, legislation flowing across the desk, going to the floors. So this is a message. It's, I mean, it's not an accident. This is a message.
No, I totally agree. And I think that that's an accurate representation of the fact that this is a national movement. It's happening right here in Alabama, and it needs to. I mean, here we are, you know, dragging ourselves through the bottom of the polls or the bottom of the scores every year for education. And it's a clear indication, despite the fact that we're spending more and more money, and more money than a lot of other states, but yet we rank below them, that that there's got to be something different we can do with the money. So let me ask you this. Senator Stutz, Larry Stutz, is the bill sponsor in the Senate. Does he sit on the other committee that will receive the bill, or is he going to be speaking to a committee on which he does not have a seat?
He does not sit on that committee.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not a hang-up, but even still, it helps.
Right, right. Several of the committee members that heard us today at the public hearing, I think there's two or three that do sit on it. But I will tell you this, and I wish I could say his name. I need to learn it, but my back was to one of the senators. He actually spoke up at the end, one of our Republican senators, and basically said, listen, I'm in the real estate world. The first thing people ask me when they're looking for a place to live, Phil, you probably know what they ask the real estate agent.
Oh, yeah.
What type of schools, what are my schools zoned for? And he said that is a problem. He sees it across the board. He said, I am for this bill. He said, because I'm living it, I'm watching it, I'm listening to people in these districts, that the zip codes are defining our education. And so we were real glad to hear him speak up. I will tell you this, when the five of us spoke, the whole room was heavily exploding in applause.
Yeah.
When the five lobbyists and association members, and they're welcome to their opinion, they're being paid to do this, not a word, crickets in the room.
Ah.
And that's fine. Oh, it was beautiful. I mean, look, we had a really good, productive day. I'm thankful for everyone that came. But I think we're going to get somewhere. We just got to figure out how, when, and where.
Well, now the next step then is to get it set for a hearing. And maybe this was a dress rehearsal. But, you know, the other side will also look at it and recognize the number of supporters you had in the room, and they'll try to get their side out. So I can imagine some of the hyperbole you heard from the opponents to the bill. Was the AEA one of the speakers, the teachers union?
AEA was the last speaker, and I'm sure she's a lovely person, but she seemed, in my opinion, a little prickly. That's the word I'll use.
A little prickly?
Yes, that's my kind word. She seemed a little frustrated having to do this, but that's my opinion. And there were some things that were said that I would disagree with. I wish we had had rebuttal, because there was a whole lot of that. And, you know, one of the things I'm going to ask, other than if you're a paid lobbyist, which is fine, if you're on school time, there were some gentlemen from the Montgomery Public Schools and some gentlemen, I believe, from the Albertville area. Are you on your vacation time, or are you on the taxpayer dollars coming here to debate taxpayer dollars? I'm going to see if I can find the answer to those questions.
Yeah, that would, I'd be
curious.
I
have an issue with that. Is that an ethics problem? I'm not sure. Maybe, maybe not. I'm going to investigate that a little bit.
I think it's worth knowing. Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you on short notice. Hey, I'm going to zing you with a question you didn't expect on a totally separate topic.
Oh, goody. Go for it.
because that's what I do. All right. No, but
that's what you do.
So since you are, in fact, a real woman.
Today I am identifying as a real woman, so go ahead.
All right. Just right before the show, I noticed that Maybelline has joined the Dylan Mulvaney Express, and they have now got Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender, modeling their makeup for women, and I just couldn't help but ask the former chair of the Republican Party what her thoughts are.
Now I'm really
since you're a real woman.
Because the pink, you won't know this, the pink, the women listening well, the pink bottle with the green top Maybelline, in my opinion, is the best mascara in the nation. Now what am I going to go do? This is stupid. This is ridiculous. Are they not watching Bud and Bud Light?
That's what we were wondering.
Cow.
What the heck, fellas?
Well, y'all, look, these boardrooms can go make themselves feel good up in New York City and on the San Francisco coast, high five at this kind of stuff if they want. Real America is just pushing back on this and going, quit throwing this in our face. Okay, fine. We'll go buy somebody else's stuff. And that's fine, too. But this is Just, I can't wait for 2024. That's all I've got to
say. I'm with you.
I've got a voting booth I got to get to.
I'm with you, real woman sister. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, listen, keep us posted. As soon as you hear that they're setting that education bill for another committee meeting. By the way, is it moving in the House yet? Do you know?
Haven't heard anything on that. I have to tell you, I think everyone's watching to see, all right, what happened on the first step. But we showed up strong today. It was a really good day. I'm proud of all our folks and the people that traveled all over the state. And we'll just start hit reset. We're going to go again.
Okay.
Sometime, somehow, somewhere soon, we are going to get this done. That
all right.
I'm confident of.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I know with your leadership it can work, and I appreciate you being in the mix on it. So
thank you.
So
yes,
Terry
sir.
Lathan, former chair of the Alabama Republican Party, thanks for making time for us.
Yes, sir, always.
All right. Well, we will take a break right now and come right back. That was just round one of Home Fries, and we may have to hear the sizzle again when we get back, Boomer. I'm just thinking. Makes me hungry. We're in number one, the Triple Dipper. Home Fries. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.